200 years ago today, in a northern Italian village, a couple named Verdi, tavern owners by trade, welcomed the birth of a baby boy, Giuseppe Verdi. He grew up to change opera, and on the bicentennial of his birth, Verdi is still vital, NPR's Tom Heisinger reports.
So Verdi's natural habitat is the opera house, right? But over the years, his music has taken up residence in some surprising places, like last month when Renee Fleming sang on Letterman.
Category tonight, top 10 opera lyrics, and here we are at number 4.
Your posts on Facebook make me cringe. Your politics are on the fringe.
Oh. Or the TV ad where the guy tempts a cute little pug with a Dorito.
You want a Dorito? Are you hungry?
Babe, don't hurt my dog.
And we could go on and on, but William Berger, author of the book Verdi with a Vengeance, says the way Verdi intersects with our lives goes much deeper than Doritos. Verdi is our supreme storyteller.
I don't mean that it's a plot about who did what to whom. I'm talking about stories that really show how people work.
Okay, so let's take the title character in Verdi's Rigoletto.
Arisiamo. Io la lingua e gli al pugnale.
He's a hunchback who works as the court jester for a prince who's very depraved.
And for a high-spirited comedian, Rigoletto's pretty twisted. He could just be that guy in the office next to you.
We've all known this guy or known of him. The really mean guy at work, the corporate traitor who destroys lives and companies and people's livelihoods, who makes it okay because at home he's a good family man. He's going to be the best father on earth.
In fact, Rigoletto is too good as a father. He overprotects his daughter Gilda, and he will end up losing her when his underhanded plot to save her backfires horrifically. But Rigoletto's paranoia in the first act triggers one of Verdi's specialties, the father-daughter duet, with music that goes far beyond the words.
Whether you know a word of Italian or not, it is barkingly apparent that there are some issues going on in this relationship.
And Verdi crafted, as we'll hear, a purposefully plain melodic line for Rigoletto.
From his point of view, his life is kind of flat and dreary, and she is the only decoration in his life. She's the only beauty in it. That's right there in the music. You can't miss it.
I think there's more layers to Verdi's music, more levels. It's like peeling back another layer of an onion.
Soprano Sandra Radvanovsky says Verdi can tell you a lot with just a single word, like in the aria Pace Pace from the 1862 shocker The Force of Destiny, La Forza del Destino, where her character Leonora is wondering whether death might be a better option than all this suffering.
Her very first word that she says in the aria is pace, right? She says pace, peace. It has a super huge crescendo and then diminuendo.
Here's how Radvanovsky does it.
You can interpret that, in my opinion, only one way, and that's her just going, peace. You know, it's just this sigh of, please, no more. Just in one note.
The tight weave of notes and feelings in Verdi makes for vividly real characters, in stories that sometimes seem more than a little outrageous. The Marx Brothers famously spoofed Il Trovatore in A Night at the Opera, and unraveling all the twists in La Forza del Destino can make your brain itch. For the detractors, the plots sometimes come off as silly.
I don't agree that they're silly.
Conductor James Conlon.
For instance, La Forza del Destino is sprawling and seemingly not unified, but in my opinion, it's really like an epic drama. It's not about a person. It's about some a mysterious power or force that seems to operate in human events.
And along the way, the opera tackles social and family issues, church and love. It's another Verdi opera that Conlon says pushes at the edges of tradition, like 1853's La Traviata and its lead character, Violetta.
Call her a woman of the night, call her a courtesan, call her what you want, but the fact is, she was a prostitute. That's unbelievable to present that woman in public and to make her the sympathetic character.
Our humanity is everywhere in Verdi's music. That's the overarching message I got from all the Verdi experts.
In a book that I wrote about Verdi, I called Verdi the musician of the future.
Riccardo Muti has been conducting Verdi for 45 years.
Because he speaks about our human nature, but not with a moral attitude like would be Beethoven. But in the case of Verdi, he speaks about our qualities, our defects, and always trying to express our feelings.
The life force just comes pulsing through. I feel that there are some sorts of biorhythms in all of us that Verdi understood the key to. He knew the soundtrack to heartbeats.
People can relate and see that, wow, I'm not the only person that fell in love with the wrong person. Or, oh gosh, I'm not the only person that, well, made the wrong choice. Verdi makes people realize that, you know, it's okay to be human.
And so for this Verdi anniversary, take a close listen to a couple of his operas. They may star a duke, a prostitute, or a jester, but they're all packed with vital insights into human nature. And there's nothing outdated about that. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
Viviamo l'eretica, che la bellezza è fiora.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.
Viviamo